This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Leo Nelson, Senior Agriculture Specialist at Capital One Bank. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Rain caused this year's harvest cost to be much higher than normal. Many producers had to defoliate 2 to 3 times, had higher labor, fuel, and repair costs, and then watched their cotton deteriorate and rot on the plant, or had the wind pick it and lay it on the ground. The classing this year has produced lower grades, reducing income projections, and the grades that we're seeing are obviously nothing like what we're used to see in the Mid-South.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, we're in the process of working through our crop loan request for 2010. And to do that, you start by looking at 2009 and what issues there may be in the operations. The lending tools banks use now, along with what's available from Farm Service Agency to address years like the one we just had, are better than they have been in the past. The problem is that you have to have cash flow, and this loss of income from this event that we had this year could make that very difficult, or could make it very difficult to use those tools. In my opinion, cotton producers will need assistance this year. The Farm Bill did not, or has not, as of to date, provided any assistance for the 2008 storms that we experienced in Louisiana. The software isn't available at this time to even go in and make an application, and it's been over a year. If we have to do that again with the 2009 crop losses, then it's going to severely impact the way our producers meet their obligations, and I just don't know if you can do that 2 years in a row.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think that in the last few years, there has been a misunderstanding from the general public about how these types of losses affect farming operations. If you plant in January, harvest in October, and you lose that harvest, you have to wait another year before you have an opportunity for income to come into your business. Other businesses just aren't set up like that. And not only does it affect those producers, but your agribusinesses like suppliers, fertilizer suppliers, fuel suppliers, and other businesses that provide crop inputs also have to figure out ways to carry that debt into the next year, and that's extremely difficult to do.